The Chessmen of Mars by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Prelude. John Carter comes to Earth. Shea had just beaten me at chess, as usual, and also as usual, I had gleaned what questionable satisfaction I might by twitting him with this indication of failing mentality by calling his attention for the nth time to that theory propounded by certain scientists, which is based upon the assertion that phenomenal chess players are always found to be from the ranks of children under 12, adults over 72, or the mentally defective. A theory that is lightly ignored upon those rare occasions that I win. Shea had gone to bed, and I should have followed suit, for we are always in the saddle here before sunrise, but instead I sat there before the chess table in the library, idly blowing smoke at the dishonoured head of my defeated king. While thus profitably employed, I heard the east door of the living room open and someone enter.